is a place of people who love business, entrepreneurs and small business CEOs. Come and join us now. We can help you start your business, grow and make revenue. Welcome to the podcast. I really love business. Visit us now. I really love business.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of I Really Love Business.com. A podcast all about business, a place where people who really love business, right here, broadcasting live via the Bashani Radio app. And I tell you, it's another powerful show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., and I really love business. Today, we got Z.L. Scott. Is the CEO and president and founder of TSQ Marketing, Inc., TSQ Marketing is a full-service digital marketing company that leads with search engine optimization. The SEO Queen is a transitional team that spans three continents and includes software developers, publicists, social media analytics, and SEO analysts. The SEO Queen helps businesses get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising through the power of the SEO website design and mobile app development. Z. Scott was born and raised in Long Beach, California, where her company was launched in 2017. After working for other agencies, she saw a need to create products and services that will help business owners and women grow and thrive their online. With an MIT degree in science information technology, Z is sought after digital marketing partner who procures tangible results for clients' companies. Wins on key performance indicators are transparently tracked, monitored, and evaluated. Return on investment is always considered with any digital marketing strategy is crafted. She is killing the game here. Let me just break it down with this. Z not only has a finger on the pulse of today's ever-shifting tech zone, but also offers a credible track record. She has 20-plus years with a successful track record in business development and entrepreneurship. Since the launch of the SEO Queen in 2017, the SEO Queen has driven over $80 billion in revenue, generated more than $100 billion of search engine impressions. Let me tell you something. This girl is killing the game. Miss Z. Scott, how are you doing? Welcome to IReallyLoveBusiness.com.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mr. Randall. I'm thankful and grateful. I'm too blessed to be stressed, and I'm glad to be here.
All right. For those that may not be aware of what SEO is, can you give people just the layman terms breakdown of SEO and how does it help a company grow their digital properties online?
SEO stands for search engine optimization, and simply it allows you to leverage search engines to introduce you to your ideal prospects. That's what SEO does. It connects you to people who want to purchase your products and services at the time that they're shopping for it.
Now, you know what I've heard, that the majority of people, sites don't do good because of anonymity. Nobody ever gets to actually see them because the internet is so saturated. So does this how SEO helps solve that problem?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, search engines are really like a massive database. And for you to be in that database where you're visible to those who are searching for you at the time that they're looking, you have to be plugged in. And only 9% of websites actually get traffic from search engines. So,
why is that so low? 9%, why is that so low?
Well, the reason why is because, one, a lot of businesses don't implement their keywords, their ideal keywords, into the content and code of their website. Another thing is that I think 6% of all web pages online have a backlink, and backlinks, your meta tags and your backlinks are the two most important factors in getting visibility online. If you don't have any backlinks to your site, coupled with no meta tags, you get no traffic.
So exactly, excuse me, Exactly. What is a meta tag?
A meta tag is the text that you see when you're going onto a search engine and you see the results. You see a title, you see text at the top, then you see the URL, and then you see some unclickable text below the URL. Those are your, the URL is presented along with your meta title and your meta description. You know, people, when they're deciding which result to click on, you have to give them an indication of what it is they're going to see. And if your
so is that like using, like when you Google and then it has the description line, you know, before you actually click on it, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm referring to. Oh. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So in other words, it allows people to see what your address is about before they actually click on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In other words, like it says, sells shoes and ostrich, because maybe you put in the word looking for ostrich shoes, and then it'll come up if your meta tags are done properly, it will come up, you know, this place sells ostrich shoes, et cetera, because it tagged on that meta tag word. Is that how it work, or help me out?
Exactly. Here. That's exactly how it works. You got it.
Oh, okay. Love that. Now, people first getting started and they're getting their website done, what are one or two problems that they tend to run into?
I think people, when they're building their website, a lot of them spend a lot of time making their website look really, really pretty. When the fact of the matter is, you need to spend more of your time on the content of your site and driving traffic to your site, because you can have the prettiest website in the world, but if people don't come to it, don't know about it, you're not going to make any money. Case in point, if you look at Amazon's website, look at Amazon's website compared to Netflix. Netflix's interface is very clean, it's very pretty, but they don't make nearly the amount of money that Amazon does.
And you said, but their product is different, isn't it?
Well, you know, Amazon does have video streaming services, plus other things as well. I actually analyzed, I wrote a blog post called Disney versus Netflix, How to Improve Your SEO. And what I found is that Netflix is missing out on a lot of interlinking opportunities. It does not link to its own blog in the footer or the header within its own interface.
Oh, really?
Amazon, if you look at the footer at Amazon, they link to every single thing. There's tons of links on Amazon's site. Like any section you want to go to, Amazon, it's either in the top navigation or in the footer.
So exactly.
Amazon's like, you're going to find what part of the site you want to go to.
So exactly.
With Netflix.
So I'm so sorry. We both be talking so much. But I guess what I wanted to ask right quick while I was in the moment was how does the backlinks work and why are they so important? Because you spoke of not having the backlinks, you know, on the Netflix.
Right. So this is actually a place where, you know, Amazon actually, this is opportunity for a lot of small businesses that sell products that are similar to what's on Amazon. So the backlinks are basically links from other websites that drive traffic and authority to your website. So the more of those you have, the higher up and the more organic website traffic you'll get from search engines, because the search engines evaluate, okay, how popular is this site? And the way they do that is by counting the number of links. There is a metric called, that is your quality score. And this is very important to search engine. It's called your citation flow. Mm-hmm. And this number of backlinks that you have, the higher your citation flow, like the more websites are citing you, the more websites that are linking to you, the higher up in search results you can rank. Now, the more authoritative of those sites, this is where your trust flow comes in. The higher your trust flow, the higher up in search results you'll be, the more organic search traffic you'll get. So there's two type of links when you're talking about getting more website traffic. So you have your internal linking, and then you have your backlinks, which is external websites pointing to your site. Internal linking is where, by you linking constantly to those links, you're telling search engines, these pages that I'm linking to are very important. They're very important, and you should crawl and index those and send website traffic to these pages.
Now, is the Amazon, not the Amazon, but it's the internet spider that goes around, that Google spider that, you know, that goes and pick up data from, I don't know if it's a Google spider or whatever, maybe you can correct me, but I know it goes around and it search if there's new content or whatever. Explain that of how people with websites can utilize that the best way in order for them to be able to increase traffic flow.
Well, this is a great question, Mr. Randall. So the Google spider is multifaceted. And if you want to wait on Google to send its spider arbitrarily to you, you're going to be waiting a long time. So what I like to do is I like to, you know, verify ownership with Search Console and then utilize the crawl bucket that is available. You can actually tell, Google to crawl your entire website by submitting your sitemap through Search Console. And then you can also, after you get coverage and you can see which pages are being indexed, you can submit the pages that have not been crawled and indexed. You can submit that individually, and you get a crawl bucket. I think it's like 10 or 20 links a day. So these are some really powerful tools that Google has available for you to control how quickly Google spiders come to your site. Now, another way you can get Google spiders to come to your site quickly is by using the WordPress platform. One thing I love about the WordPress content management system is that it is a blogging engine. If you are able to configure it to automatically go out and say to the spiders, hey, come here. We got some new stuff going on. When you can configure your website to do that, you'll get even more and more visibility. Since we've been maxing out the crawling capability of WordPress for our clients, we've seen massive success. Intijaka Shange's estate is on a WordPress website, and we were able to do that. And they've been all over the news and winning all kinds of awards, and people have been coming to their shows. So I think that WordPress is an awesome open source platform to, you know, be able to interface in a powerful way with Google spiders.
So let me ask you, how does your company help people really dominate in this area? Because it seems like there's a strategy that needs to happen, and no two companies have the same exact shoe size. So how do you help companies dominate in this particular space?
The way we help companies dominate online is three steps. We first identify the best keywords that their ideal prospects are searching for them on. So we seek to understand their brand, their competitors, what makes them unique in the marketplace. And then we find the keywords that positions them in such a way where we can get them on Google Page One. Right now, one of our clients, The Profit Room, educates people on how to trade futures, stocks. They do all kinds of stock market techniques, and right now they're ranked number one for each pattern stock trade. Now this is a very technical trade technique, and they're spot one, number one, because they went through our three steps. So we identified their keywords, and we optimized the entire website, and then we amplified their reach through both link building and digital PR. So we divide our link building strategy into two parts. Because we know that your trust flow increases once you have really high value backlinks, and the most high value links or websites in the world are media websites like CNN, Black Enterprise, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, the list goes on and on. These are major media websites that people go to every day to see more new stories and results. And we position our clients on websites like these so that they can get more authority and visibility in the market.
Very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you are listening to I Really Love Business podcast from IReallyLoveBusiness.com, broadcasted live right here on Bashani Radio app. And we'll be right back after this short break.
I really love business. Welcome to the podcast. I really love business.com. This is a place of people who love business, entrepreneurs and small business CEOs. Come and join us now. We can help you start your business. Grow and make revenue. Welcome to the podcast. I really love business. And visit us now. I really love business.com.
And we're back. You're listening to I Really Love Business.com right here on the Bashani Network. You can download the app at Bashani Radio on the in the iStore, and or for your Android. And we're speaking to Z Scott, the SEO queen, and she's dropping some nuggets on how to get more traffic to your website. So if you've missed any of this, I want you to rewind and go back, because she is dropping these nuggets. Let's talk about some of your case studies. Like you did, I think you had a client called ThinkNS.com. Tell me about a little bit about that case study and how that came to be.
Yeah, so I am a violinist, and every year the National Association of Music Merchants has a huge conference at the Anaheim Convention Center. So a few years ago, I went there and I connected with NS Design. And I met their marketing director, and she and I connected, and we started working together. And this was some years ago, and we work together even now. And since before we started working on their SEO, they were not making any money with e-commerce on their website. Since we've been able to optimize their website, and we did a deep dive on their keywords, and we optimized their meta tags, and we also set up a Google AdWords campaign. We've seen their website become a very lucrative revenue stream and channel for them, in addition to their distributor strategy.
So let me ask you, is this a very expensive process? Is it an affordable process? Or are people who are just opening a website, what is your suggestion?
Well, if your website is more established, then your return on investment for SEO will be realized much faster. Now, if you are a more new domain, you'll definitely see a return on your investment, but it might take a little bit longer. However, we're able to expedite the process through our PR, our digital PR strategy, by getting those high quality backlinks. Now, going back to NS Design, what we did was we really broke down their entire product line by keyword category, and we did a deep dive into all of their competitors for each product that they carry. And we were able to identify all the right keywords, and they're ranking for so many keywords on Google Page One as a result of us, number one, just going methodically through the whole product line. We identified all the keywords that they needed to rank for each one. Then we compared that to what their competitors are doing for each product, because they have different competitors for different products, because they have, you know, electric boat instruments like upright basses, bass guitars, cellos, electric violins. And so we broke that all down, and we were able to successfully optimize the entire site and run the ads. And we got that targeted traffic, and they just have been so successful that now they're on back order. And they invested many years of consistent optimization, content creation to achieve their outcome.
Mm, That's very, very powerful. When did you know you wanted to get into this business? Because this ain't like a big glorified business. You know, nobody wakes up and be like, hey, I wanna bring more traffic to people's sites. Like, when did this happen for you and why are you so passionate about it?
Well, when I was growing up, I grew up in a household where my parents were heavily into technology. I was one of the first kids to turn in a type paper in elementary school. And, you know, as I went through MIT and I successfully graduated with 2 degrees, I found myself at Raytheon. I was on the fast track. I was identified as high potential. But as I was sitting there in my cube one day, I realized that I was having success, but I really wanted to have a bigger impact. I wanted to help smaller companies to grow. Now, Raytheon is a billion-dollar corporation. And, you know, for me, you know, working with companies that are, you know, 6 figures, 7 figures, you know, 8 figures, 9 figures, you know, helping them to grow is just a gratifying feeling because, you know, they're, to me, it's about the impact, it's about the relationships, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot because, you know, no company is the same.
Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. It's just intriguing all the things that happens. Like, you know, people just think that you put up a site and all of a sudden everybody gonna go run into you, you know, just because you have a site. You know what I mean? And
right.
That, you know, a lot of people, and then once they put their site up and they realize they're not having traffic, you know, mm-hmm. Then they start to wonder, is it even worth it? Is anybody paying attention? But can nobody find you if your SEO and that is not set up correctly, correct?
Correct. And the other thing that we do is help people with their content strategy. A lot of people don't have a content strategy and they're not sure what to put out there. And that it just goes back to our first step. We identify not only the keywords that describe the products and services, but also the related questions that people have about those products and services. You know, I had a client that I did a VIP session with, one of my VIP guests that came to my Reach More Clients Power Conference. And she came to me and she was like, you know, I really want to get into a digital product, but I'm not sure what to create a digital product. And after we did our keyword research, we basically created her ebook, a few ebooks, you know, based on what people were asking about herbs, what recipes people were looking for, and all kinds of things. So when you start with the keyword research, when you have the discipline and the patience to really do a deep dive there, you can really set a great foundation for future success. And I mean, we do the same thing with the SEO Queen. We're on Google Page One for like 20 terms and it's constantly growing. I mean, we've been in business for 5 years and a year ago we decided to finally prove the shoemaker proverb wrong. We were going to pay attention to our own SEO and we've been creating great content. Right now, we're actually in the process of optimizing the entire website and not just a few pages here and there. So I'm really excited about rolling that out. And it's all about just laying that great foundation. I have another client who is a credit restoration specialist, BJK Family Solutions. And when I look at her analytics, it's incredible how much credit-related terms she's coming up for because we broke down her products and services into those keywords and we implemented the content and code for those keywords, answer the questions that people are looking for online, and you'll be surprised at how much content is not out there. There's a lot of people looking for what you have to say, and all you had to do is put that content out there, you'd be on Google Page One just like that. So, you know, it really takes the time and dedicating the resources. You know, a lot of people, they want to budget and build this pretty massive site, and then they don't set aside the 10 or to 20% of what their overall annual revenue goals are for their marketing. And then they wonder, why aren't they reaching their goals? They're not reaching their goals because they haven't invested in getting enough eyeballs on their business. It's that simple.
You better preach that. And we're getting down to about the last 4 minutes. Tell us a little bit about, I heard that you just recently had a successful conference, you know, where you're doing this thing live and in person. Tell my listeners a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, so we hosted the second annual Reach More Clients Power Conference in downtown Long Beach at the Hilton Hotel. And it was an awesome, awesome event. For those who couldn't make it to the city, we actually had a virtual option. And it was amazing. I shared with people the power of just understanding your buyer persona or your avatar and how to successfully drill down in creating the content and code for your website to capture those eyeballs onto your site. And so a lot of people who came learned the power of their database and how to prioritize that, how to write their own book. And just we also learned about we talked about the power of the pixel. So we had a Ask Me Anything on Friday. We're going to continue having these events. If you go to SEOQueen.com, you can learn more about our upcoming events. But the conference was off the chain.
So glad to hear that. So glad to hear that. The final words.
My final words for business owners is do not let your competitors continue to have a competitive advantage by using SEO. You want to make sure that you're on SEO. You're using SEO because it will get you more customers, clients, and revenue at a fraction of the cost of other methods.
Y'all better watch out, though. We talking to the SEO queen, Z Scott. I call you SEO Scott now. The SEO Scott. I just threw the Z out of there. You just the SEO Scott now. If people want to find and learn more about you, where could they find you at?
You could follow me on Twitter at the SEO Queen or Instagram or Facebook, or just go to SEOQueen.com. We're on social media at the SEO Queen, and our website is SEOQueen.com. And if you go to SEOQueen.com, you can find all of our social media there too, whichever you prefer.
Very, very powerful. And like always, ladies and gentlemen, we like to bring you these shows that are going to, you know, inspire you and, you know, also going to give you the information that you need. Because here at I Really Love Business Podcast, it's all about business all the time. A place for people who really love business. So follow us on Instagram at I Really Love Business. And follow us on Facebook at I Really Love Business. You know what I mean? Make sure you check out this episode and all other episodes on the Bashani Network app. And I just want to tell you one thing. I really love business. And you can't do nothing about it.
I really love business. Welcome to the podcast. I really love business.com. This is a place of people who love business, entrepreneurs and small business CEOs. Come and join.